Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can I start or do you want to do the whole thing? Because your name's Hack.
Oh, wow.
We're doing life hacks and T-Hack is over there. I got a few that I'd like to tell everybody.
And I wouldn't say that you're someone I would go... Yeah, he's got. This is just sounding like a huge insult.
No, I mean,
no, go on.
No, I think he might because he strikes me as shortcutty. You know what I mean?
A little. These are just more about making your life better.
I love
which
it.
Which is that's what I'm about.
You're about making life better?
Yeah, lazier.
Okay, see, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Shortcutty. Yeah, I was trying to not
all
say
right,
it.
I'll tell you what it is. So
okay.
So Fridays are really big day for me because we have work, the show, and then I go to DJ afterwards. So it's like my long day. And what I've started doing is in between, I stop at home, I get to see my kids and everything, put them to bed, and then I go DJ. And before I put my shoes back on to leave again, I put on a brand new pair of socks. Even though I've not showered or I haven't changed anything else, but I will not put the socks that I've already worn back on. Or like,
because you've already taken them off?
No, I just like new socks for the second part of the night, and it will change your life. I guarantee.
I understand it's like freshen up, new part of the day, but I hate it.
Because I said it, someone else say it.
Sometimes I wear the same socks 2 days in a row.
No, see, okay, no.
No,
you,
I hate that.
We have
never.
The bookends of extremities.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're vile.
I don't think it's that weird.
That's how you get like
what are you
fungus.
Talking about? Do your feet sweat?
Not much. They're cold right now.
Not much?
They're
or not at all?
They're cold AF right now.
And you go to the gym every day.
Okay, well, I don't usually go gym to... Yeah.
You go gym tan laundry?
Yeah, maybe I just...
Cabs are here!
Maybe I just sock it up. I don't know. I don't see the big deal.
That's disgusting, yeah. Erica. These are supposed to be life hacks, not like how vile are you? Maybe tomorrow we do gross us out? And it's just people going, yeah, I do the Erica sock thing.
I'm sorry that I was vulnerable.
That wasn't vulnerable. It was like a brag for you. It's like sometimes I'm wearing the underwear from like last Tuesday.
No, I change underwear. Actually, half the time I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Who had too much information from Erica on their bingo card? Hack?
I'm wearing some right now.
I will say.
I can't look
sock?
At it.
Stop making us picture okay, I don't hate it.
Thank you.
You are putting
your
sweaty foot into a new sock, but it's a reset button.
Yes, it changes your mood. You're like, I'm ready to go. It's like a second wind now.
And I'm also worried about how much your feet are sweating.
No. Mine?
Well, you said a sweaty foot. Like, how much?
I don't know. I just picture his feet to be sweaty. It's just
I used to wring the socks out, and now I just...
But you run hot.
I vary, yeah.
He just does. Okay. So that's a good life hack.
And I'm also wearing underwear today.
Oh, thank God.
Should we all go around the room?
The weird thing is, I was picturing your crotch even before you said it.
Okay. Okay.
Here's one for me. This is one I actually do, but I do it because I learned what a macchiato is. Mm. You know what macchiato means?
No.
It's like dirty milk.
Mm.
Oh.
So a macchiato means, like, if you're making a coffee, you put your coffee in and then you put the milk on top and you're like, there you go, but then you got to stir it. But a macchiato is you put your milk in and you put the coffee over the top and it kind of stirs it down. Because
I do that.
The coffee goes, like, it's the life hack of put your milk in first when you're making coffee and you don't need a spoon. You don't.
Okay.
I still stir mine.
Yeah, because I always have, like, caramel that I want mixed in.
Yeah, or I'm putting my collagen powder in.
Hey, just put it in hard. Go like, ah! Put,
maybe,
like,
I could
it in
put
hard.
The powder into the milk and then the coffee. And it'll all... Now I'm going to get clumps. I'm going to get clumps.
No, you're not going to get clumps. Believe in me. And this is... People will hate me. If you're a purist, the same can be applied to your cereal. But this is more... The life hack for cereal is, I know. But if you put the milk in first...
Mm-hmm.
If you like the idea of controlling your milk to cereal ratio, if you don't want all of your cereal soggy to the point where it's inedible, then if you put your milk in the bottom, that top cereal, never been touched. That is virgin cereal. That is dry, crunchy, delicious. And then you can go, oh, I'm going to go down a little deep and get a little milk on that bad boy.
You're making me crave cereal so much.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you dump the milk through, then you're like, all of them are like, no, I'm drowning. They all have milk on them already. You can control.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong on this.
It's pretty good.
These are as good as sock.
Okay, I have another one too.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, hack is a plethora of them. If you've got a life hack that will truly change our life in the way that where your milk is and what socks are... We'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Anyone have one other than hack? Anybody?
Yeah. I mean, write it down.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Write it down. Whatever your thought is, write it down. The amount of open notes I have where it's just like one sentence, because don't rely on your memory. You'll forget.
I know, but like then I don't remember where I put the note.
It's just in the note.
I know, but I have so many different notes open right now. Like I have, and then I've been trying to label them. I'm like, this is about songwriting. This is about, I write notes for Feel Good Friday and like different things on the show. But like, then I just have notes that are blank and I just.
Do you guys like keep a calendar and everything?
Yeah.
It's all in my head.
Wow.
No, it's not.
I sometimes put things into my calendar, but I never ever look at it.
Oh my God.
Which is dark.
Yeah.
There's too much happening up here. which then leads to not enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hack, would you like to go
again? Sure, I'll do my other one.
Your other life hack?
Yes. This is something that I believe strongly in.
Oh, boy.
When you are buying silverware, make sure that you have the normal fork, the normal spoon, and then the smaller fork and the smaller spoon for desserts. You have a little slice of pie or a scoop of ice cream or something, you get the little spoon. And it feels like you're at a restaurant. It's way better than like the big cereal spoon scooping out the ice cream. Aaron's with me.
They're just so cute. I don't know what it is
about
them. Thank
you. Yeah, it's worth it.
I use them for like tea or coffee.
There you go. Yeah, we have the little ones.
Like a baby spoon.
Yes. No, they're so little. They're like this big.
You're driving me nuts because my kids do this all the time. They eat their desserts with this fork.
Yeah.
No wider than my thumb.
Oh, just like
at
a fancy
restaurant.
But they're
like getting a huge chunk of like pie.
Well, so am I.
And then they're sitting here and they're like, and it's like, it's maddening to watch
How
them.
How is this a life?
It feels more decadent.
Yes,
I don't know.
You're fancy. It's elevated. Your life is elevated.
You should try wearing underwear. It's very decadent.
I do. Most of the time.
Okay, so we're looking for your life hacks. We're also going to put up on our webpage a little poll on what days you think she is. Like, if you, like, we'll just have a little thing.
I have never come to work not in underwear. just a crazy thing.
There was a double negative in there.
You know what? I can't say the same thing. So more power to her.
Is there a life hack to being able to tell if somebody has underwear on?
If they're wearing leggings, maybe they're not.
Oh. Huh.
I don't like that I know that now.
Guys. I just want you to know, if you're listening to a future episode of the Slacker Show, we go, Eric is wearing leggings today.
No, you'll know exactly. Wear it here.
Slacker's in his leggings.
All right. If you've got a life hack that's better than ours, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing life hacks. And I've seen a couple since we were last talking that I really wanted to get to really fast. I never thought about this. You guys read reviews before you buy things?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
You do?
Reviews before I buy things?
Yeah.
Like on Amazon? What are you doing? Going, yeah, that looks good.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. No.
Because if you go into the reviews, the 5-star reviews are, this thing changed my life. It's the greatest thing ever. And you know somebody, they paid them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you read the 1-star and it's just some disgruntled Karen who wouldn't like it no matter what.
Yeah. But you have to read both to decide if it's worth your time.
No, the hack is read the 3- and 4-star reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Because then those are the people who are like, I'm trying.
I actually bought it with my own money.
And I'm leaving to like it.
Yes, and I'm leaving an honest review.
And here's what's good about it. Here's what's bad. And then you decide
if
that's something you can live with. Because I always just go to the 5s and go, yep, okay, this is great.
Oh, terrible.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, here's another one. You ever like buy chips like Costco or whatever, and you have too many of them? And you want them to like last, but you're like, I'm never going to be able to eat all these. Put them in the freezer.
Chips in the freezer?
The life hack says they don't freeze. They just get cold and they'll never get stale.
Wow.
Because the air doesn't, whatever's in the air that makes them stale. So then just like huge Costco bag of like, stop making that face at me.
Sorry.
Somebody said this is a hack. I'm not saying it's my hack.
Describe leftover chips to me. I don't quite understand that.
I'm sorry, buddy. You probably really have no idea.
Yeah, what is that?
Kai?
Yai.
What's your life hack?
Whenever you try to put a trash bag into the trash, you have to like push it down with your hand.
Yeah.
If you fling it in the air to like get the air in it like you usually do and then twist it, you can just put it in the bottom and then untwist it and then it's imperfect.
So I need to see air to like make a video capture air.
You know, like when you like fling it and it like snaps to like put the air into the trash bag.
Yeah,
you like hit it, then you just like twist it while the air's in it, so it's like a bubble.
And then you put the bubble in,
and then you untwist it, and then it's like in the trash can. Instead of
so you put the whole bubble in the can.
Another option.
And then you like
just put one piece of heavy trash in it.
No.
That's what I do.
Do you know what people have told
me? No. That's an easy answer.
No.
Then you're not doing gymnastics with your trash bag.
On the sides. It like coughs up on the sides.
Mm-hmm. A lot of static going on.
And then you also just always have to have one piece of heavy trash waiting. I'm holding this one back. Like, what, do you have a brick sitting there? That's dumb, Erica. That's not good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's something for me, like when I first put a trash bag in, I don't want to put trash in it right away. I want it to be like this.
The
Holy Land. And then you're sitting there and you see your kid did a Band-Aid or whatever, and they left just one of the things you peel off, and it's just like, so you're like, it's like, it's not fresh anymore.
Tell
me I'm crazy.
We usually leave the one, you pull it out and you kind of leave it there for a little bit in case for those little tiny ones.
Yes.
The little tiny things, you put those on the top.
You don't take it directly out.
No, you leave it because it's not all the way full.
I sometimes do that. I leave it sitting on the end. It's like, there's a couple more things to throw in the top.
Yeah, keep it fresh.
This was great, Kai. Thank you. You caused something.
Was it great?
It was great, but I've heard another thing. Like you put your trash can, you put the trash bag on top. And then you shove, instead of doing the air thing, like you put it on and then you turn it inside out in the can. There's some hack like that. And I don't know what it is. I need to see somebody doing it.
I could see how that could work.
Because then all of a sudden my bags were black instead of white because I used the odor ones. Mm-hmm. And the black is, I thought was on the inside, but now it was on the outside. Never mind. Sonia.
Me.
Whoa. Wow, that was the quickest meltdown ever. Sonia, what is your life hack?
A notes app for holiday planning on iPhone. You can screenshot recipes or gifts or whatever, add lists, share it with everyone.
I have a whole gift list. Everyone is my favorite. Gift. Sorry, I'm on DayQuil and NyQuil.
It could have been guest or gift.
Gift list.
Yeah, but she's saying you share it. So we'd all be on it, and it's like, ooh, people. She just put a recipe in there for this, and it's like, I'm not into that recipe.
Too personal. Mm-hmm.
Or like grocery list, who's bringing what to the party.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Me and Slacker are bringing trash bags.
Sonia, she's just lashing out at me through you. Yeah. So thank you for the call. Yee. Or whatever it was you said. Vanessa?
Yes.
What's your life hack?
So I'm glad it's winter. So I honestly do not shower during the winter, like every other day. So you can layer up, throw a hoodie on, especially since I work from home. If it turns out I have to go run errands after work, life just has to have me how it is.
So you just don't shower very often? That's your life hack? Stop showering?
Because, I mean, especially because you're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Just because you shower doesn't mean you have to wash your hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm on our side. You don't need to shower every day.
I shower every day, but I wash my hair every, second or third.
As long as you put deodorant on, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vanessa. Go to the gym?
Yeah, I mean, if you sweat it up, you got to shower it off.
God, you're stanky.
If I go to the gym, it's a different story.
Okay.
Thank you. Antonio?
Yay.
What's your life hack?
So back in 2020, when everything went crazy, and, in about March, I saw people losing their lives over toilet paper and paper towels. And so that's not going to be me. I live in a house with five roommate dudes. So I started cutting up T-shirts and putting them in a jar on the counter, and one for clean, one for dirty, and then I would hide the paper towels to force everybody to do it. But it just kind of carried over, and I saved so much because I put them in the bathroom, and I got bidets. I always wanted to try it. Nice. So we use
I'm pro bidets, but this jar stuff, I don't know.
you're wiping your ass with ACDC's face.
No, that's not toilet paper.
He said paper towels.
That's for your hands.
And toilet paper.
Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
All right, everyone. Are we ready?
Yeah.
News of the day or not?
News. No. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I know, I don't get a story here, but I would like to start today. We wrapped up our King Supers bag drops.
Yeah.
And we had a kiddo come up to us and say that singing the song was their favorite part of the show. The mom actually said it.
Yeah, he didn't want to sing
it.
He was
a little shy.
What was his name?
To all the haters who text us and go, drop the song, losers. There's a fan of the song and we're not dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
So, very cute little boy.
He was.
We gave kind of a live rendition. And then we were told to keep it down.
Yeah, I think maybe we should practice it.
King Supers almost kicked us out.
Yeah, okay, so.
It wasn't great. Good evening.
Good.
By the way, notes are restored.
Evening. Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
I don't want to remind you for my story. I was just reminding you. Big news, but in some ways not shocking news at all. Whitney Levitt from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was on Dancing with the Stars. Shockingly did not make it to the finale. People thought there might be something else going on here. Yeah, she just announced she's going to be on Broadway in Chicago the Musical as Roxy Hart. Much similar to how Ariana Maddox did years ago after doing Dancing with the Stars.
So this was a planned jumping off point?
People believe she could have made it to the finale, but that she left to begin rehearsals.
So did she leave on her own or did she just start dancing crappy?
No, she got voted off, but...
The timing of it was also weird because it was like at the point in the season where the episodes dropped where she was kind of the villain and it was kind of messy.
It's very
There's villains on this show?
No. On Secret Lives of Modern Wives. Yes, they were simultaneously airing.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's going to be on Broadway, and I am happy for her. She's amazing.
As long as we're in it, do you want to talk about the finale? Like, what will people be mad? Like, it's over for... like.
It's pretty over. I sobbed. Did you really? The freestyles. Not at the winner.
Okay.
For some reason, Dylan and Daniela's freestyle... I just wanted to.
Do you know who won?
That was a good one.
You don't?
No.
It's kind of touching. No.
One of the stars, maybe?
The one who won, his sister had won.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like years ago.
Yeah. Robert
Irwin. Their father is dead.
Steve Irwin's child.
Crikey.
Oh, he won.
Yeah, he won.
And the daughter had won
10 years ago, I think.
Well, it's 10 seasons ago.
Six years.
Yes. Yeah. They get a couple in a year or whatever.
It was all very touching.
Did he deserve it to the girls who watch the show?
I didn't see the finale. I actually missed a lot of this. I just saw like clips on TikTok.
You gotta watch the finale dances. He was fabulous.
Was he Bobby Bones amount of good? Was he Emmett Smith amount
of good?
Bobby
Bones was not good. He was much better than Bobby Bones.
Oh, so Bobby, well, that's right. Bobby just won because of popularity.
Yeah. I think that some of the other girls, like Jordan Chiles, probably should have won. But Robert has the big story.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. I loved it. I can't wait for next season.
I really should have used a nope on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Prince of Christmas, Macaulay Culkin, has spoken out, and he has said...
How is he the holdup? You don't get to just say things like that.
I think he kind of is, though. He's been the face
of... The Prince of Christmas.
Yeah, I think it works.
You say, of all the Christmas movies ever made, Home Alone is the pinnacle?
Well, yeah, probably.
Kind, yeah, I think I do.
No.
First off, It's a Wonderful Life is the best Christmas movie ever made.
Sure. Or Love Actually.
A Christmas Carol.
There's Christmas in the title.
Yeah, but which one?
I don't know.
So is Scrooge the Prince of Christmas?
It's more Christmas than Home Alone.
Home Alone just happens during Christmas. Yeah. It's like saying Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We're not opening that can of worms. Just because it happens during Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
And you agree with Macaulay Culkin because he was at a live event where he said Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie and he was booed at his own event
for
saying such outlandish things as you just said on the radio.
Did he? That was really your story for News or Nope?
He says, some of you guys want to fight me? I'll meet you at the loading dock, but it's just a movie that's set at Christmas. If you set it at St. Patrick's Day, the exact same movie.
Yeah, and so is Home Alone.
Nope. How does he fight off the robbers? With ornaments.
So what? He just breaks some wine glasses. Like, it's the same difference. No, Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
No, but people wouldn't, if it wasn't Christmas, people would have noticed, like,
Everyone's out of town.
He would have had to, like, there would have been more things.
During
spring
break.
Everyone was locked in their house because they were.
Could have been summer.
But the snow's a big part. The ice,
no, but it could have just been a winter movie. I'm just saying, Macaulay, by the way, did you see that he changed his name?
He changed it a while ago as a part of a meme. It's Macaulay, Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin.
So when people walk up to him and say, are you Macaulay Culkin? He's like, no, but my middle name is.
What's his first name?
Macaulay.
Macaulay.
What?
And then his middle name is Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
You could maybe just book a new job or something. Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. Get another role.
I agree with him about Die Hard, but he's got to own
it. I'm kind of sorry I brought him up.
All right. Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Something that we're kind of doing right now, Rage Bait has been named the word of the year. Congratulations.
Let's go!
It's two words.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This was supposed to be day one of the 12 strays of Christmas.
I don't think we have a dog first day anymore.
Erica, It's day one.
Okay.
You cannot take every single dog we talk to home.
Maybe I just end up with, 13 dogs at home at the end of this.
Okay.
And a cat.
So here's what happened. We were just talking on the air as we do and came up with the idea we need to do something for pets because there's tons of things done for every other imaginable thing. But dogs, we all love dogs. Cats, we all love cats. Lizards, are there lizards?
There's lizards.
Okay. Let's not do any lizards on this run. But so we came up with the 12 strays of Christmas, and then out of nowhere, Lola's Rescue, is that where we
nailed it?
You guys got involved. We have Jamie here from Lola's Rescue. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about this. Do we just meet the first stray right away?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's meet. Who's in front of us today?
That is Cider.
Yes.
Cider is a 10-week-old chug mix from Houston, Texas.
You made that word up. Chug?
It is a Chihuahua pug.
Okay. Okay. Chug mix. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, oh my God.
It's just, he's just sitting so patiently in my hands. He's looking at you, Slacker, like, take me home.
He's already adopted by you.
No, I would give someone listening the chance to adopt him. When I say this dog is so sweet, I mean it.
Staring directly into the camera.
No. Oh, please adopt me.
Let's start here. Tell us a little bit about Lola's Rescue.
Lola's Rescue was founded in 2012 as a foster-only based rescue. We did open a shelter in 2020. We recently just closed the shelter. It was a little bit much to take on for 5 years. So we went back to our home base, which is foster-based rescue. So all of our animals come in, they go right to a house, loving family until they're ready for adoption. And we match them with the perfect home.
Okay, and we found the perfect home for this one.
Well.
Okay, so if someone were interested, and by the way, this is a puppy, but you have dogs ranging, and cats, ranging from newborn to whatever.
Seniors. We've got senior dogs, senior cats that all need homes too. So lots of different ages, sizes, breeds.
Okay, what's the process like?
So you would go to our website, www.lolasrescue.com. And if you go to our website, all of our adoptable animals are listed there. So cats and dogs. You can filter your search to look for just puppies. You can look for adult dogs. And then you can submit your application right through the website.
I'm sorry, he's crossing his arms. Can you talk a little bit about, you were explaining to me off air how these puppies, because Cider is one of five from a litter that you guys rescued from Texas.
Yes.
So how did that happen?
So they have a pretty big stray population in Houston. A lot of dogs get surrendered to the shelter or brought in as strays. They reach out wonderfully to all the Colorado partners that we have here. And we help however we can. So whatever foster home we have available, we try to reach out and see if they'll
be open to take five cute little chug puppies into their home for the duration until they're adopted. So we partner well with them. They do transport every single week, usually on Wednesdays, straight to Colorado. So yeah.
That's awesome.
What does the process look like? If it's Erica or if she allows someone else, does she just run out of here with this dog right now? Or is there an application? What all do we have to do?
So you would go through our website at the lolasrescue.com. You'd submit your application online. Mm-hmm. It's usually about a 24 to 72 hour turnaround. And we make sure that we're really matching dogs perfectly with Forever Home. So we want to make sure that the dogs, you know, that are being adopted get along with their dogs currently in the home.
Okay.
If they have cats in the home, we want to make sure that the dogs are cat friendly.
How do we do that? Does she bring Swanson in? Or?
So we would set up a meet and greet with the families and with the other dogs in the home to make sure that everyone jives well.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Now, because there's five of these, I believe we're going to probably do another one from the litter tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
Okay. But if someone were, now I don't want to discourage anyone.
Yeah.
But like, if you fall in love with this puppy and you go on the site and it's unfortunately adopted already, there's plenty of other animals.
There are tons of other animals available for adoption.
And that's really our goal. We're going to highlight 12 strays this Christmas, but we want to sell you out for lack of better
And if
words.
There are people who can't take a dog right now, what else do you need? What other help can we give? Do you guys need food? Do you need toys? What
else?
We
can always use food, toys, potty pads. Probiotics are a huge one for cats and dogs at this time of year. Huh. We could use volunteers at any of our events. So if you want to come and play with puppies, we have puppy yoga every single month. You can come and do that and volunteer to do that.
Do I have to do the yoga part?
You can, if you like, or not.
Why is that volunteering downward dog?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so if we wanted to donate things, we're trying to put together an event to do some other stuff, but if they just wanted to donate today, how could they do that?
So through our website, we've got the links as well, so you can go to our Amazon wish list. You can go to our Chewy's wish list. You can sign up to have Lola's Rescue be your beneficiary for your King Super shopping.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you shop at King Supers, we get a portion back if you select us as your nonprofit organization.
We love King Supers.
So that's a great way for us to get a kickback every quarter.
Hold up. Everybody in this room shops at King Supers. We just did a bag drop this weekend. Did anybody know about that?
No. Nope. No.
Okay.
You learn something new every day.
Yep. Yeah, that information's on the website.
How do you do that?
So you just go through your King Supers portal, you'll sign in through your username and you select whatever nonprofit organization you want your kickback to go to. So we get some nice checks that help tremendously with vetting and emergency transport costs.
Okay. Wow. Yep. I'm going to do that as soon as we get done talking to you.
Yeah.
Stray number one.
Cider. There's going to be photos and videos of him on our Instagram at The Slacker Show if you want to go check him out right now.
And as long as there's not
I'll give someone a chance. I won't take him home today.
Puppies tend to get adopted fast though, right? Or
so sometimes they do. A lot of times though, they don't. And I think we're kind of at a standstill in Colorado where we've kind of inundated the market since COVID. So, and I think a lot of the return to work people were struggling, right? To figure out how we take care of a puppy and go to our job and work and take care of our household. So puppies actually, we're seeing them sit around and rescue a lot longer than they ever used to before. We've had some puppies that are 7-8 months old by the time they get adopted that came to us at 8 weeks old.
Wow.
So it just really depends on the breed, the size, the dog itself, and then the timing of the year too, because we're in holidays and it's, you know,
people
not
traveling and
a lot of traveling, a lot of family activities. So it's just, you know, they kind of wait until more conducive time to adopt.
Okay. So this dog and the rest of the 12 strays will be on our Instagram, on the Alice website, and also on Lola's website. So day one of 12 strays of Christmas.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP's the abbreviation. What's happening?
Danielle's friend confided a secret in her, and Danielle's not sure it should stay a secret.
Danielle?
Yay!
Wow, you sound chipper for somebody holding the burden like
She's
that.
She's like, woohoo, I got a secret.
What's...
I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Oh, yay!
Oh, that's cute.
Love it. What's the secret? Are you going to tell us the secret?
Yeah, well, I have to because it's heavy on my heart.
Okay.
Okay, I was having lunch with like one of my close friends the other day, and I brought up about how I was thinking about having kids, you know, but my husband, he's not actually ready for children. So we got to talking, and well, my friend has a 1-year-old, and just seeing her baby makes me so jealous. Ugh. And also gives me, like, you know, that baby fever.
Yep. Oh, you got to smell him. Mm-hmm. The baby smell.
God, even as a dude, man, it's a real thing.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It fires up something inside. You're just like, I just want to huff a baby.
There's nothing like it, yeah.
Take it in.
Baby fever.
Sorry. That was a good description, though. Keep going, Danielle.
Yeah, like I love the new baby smell as well. But okay, well, as we were talking, she had told me that her husband was also hesitant in, you know, having a baby. So she like came up with this plan to fix his indecisiveness.
Okay.
And yeah, so she confessed to me that she had stopped taking her birth control without telling her husband. Oh. And
She
got pregnant within the next couple of months.
explained it away with sometimes birth control doesn't work.
Which is true.
But you know that's not what happened in this case.
Right. What did she tell her husband?
Well, basically, he thinks that they had like this miracle child. Like she got pregnant while she was taking her birth control. And he took it as a divine sign that, you know...
It was time.
This was the right timing to start a family.
Oh.
Okay.
The issue is she's never even told him the truth and even plays into like the narrative of this miracle baby when he tells the story about her pregnancy.
This isn't great.
I don't like lies, but I don't know about he gets just damaged if this comes out. Damaged.
I mean, she hinted to me that I should do the same thing. Like, I mean, I don't lie to my husband.
Okay, well, so, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and say don't.
Like,
yeah. And like, I just can't believe that she's lying to her husband about this. Like, I feel like his life is just built on this humongous lie.
And, his life is, yes, absolutely built on a lie. 100%.
Like, right. And I mean, I don't want to take the joy away from it, but I'm like wondering, should I tell him the truth? Am I overreacting? Like, is this, maybe it's a thing. It's a thing that, it's a thing that she did.
It's a thing that women have done, for sure.
But you know, is it a thing? I've never.
I think it is a thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a thing more often. Listen, oh God, I've had relationships that were fizzling out and it was obvious and we're having discussions like, I don't know, should we pregnancy scare?
No.
100%.
I hate that.
And they didn't come to fruition.
Right.
But rebonds you for a bit.
Uh-huh. Because then all of a sudden, as a guy, you're like, well, I guess I was wrong. This is the one. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. You start not having the arguments that you were having anymore. Instead, correct. You're focusing on...
you're not looking at the things that are wrong with her. You're looking at everything that's right. You're like, okay, we got to buckle down. And this guy, I don't think he was going to leave her. You're not saying that. But
no.
He wasn't going to have a kid yet.
He wasn't ready, you know, it just wasn't, he didn't think it was a good time. And I honestly feel awful keeping this secret.
I'm torn on this. Look, what she did was wrong. 100%. But is there ever actually a good time? Are you ever like, you know what? No. Today's the day. No. I'm ready. No. Like,
I think a lot of people think they're wait, like, I got to have this amount of money in the bank. We got this size of a house. We got to live in this school district. Blah, blah, blah. I would tell anybody, if you think you really want a kid, it sorts itself out. It does more than you realize. It's so dumb. Some of the poorest people I've ever met in my life are great parents. Their kids turned out great. Some of the richest people I've ever known are terrible parents. They had all their ducks in a row. That's not what makes you a good parent. Like, having your ducks in a row is not what makes you a good parent. So,
yes, she lied, but she also showed him that, like,
look, you can do this.
You figure it out.
But he thinks God did it. That's the thing.
Maybe
hold on.
God did.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't know that it's Danielle's place to say, but also, this dude's walking around thinking.
But what's going to happen if Danielle were to tell him? Is he going to get upset and leave his daughter? We don't want that to happen.
I don't think he's going to.
So, and we don't want her to feel like she was an accident. So this might be.
Did you say it was a girl or?
I might have assumed. I don't know.
There seems to be some.
Aaron might know something we don't know.
No, I agree with you, Aaron.
And I am one all for honesty, but this is one where I think it's best to sit out.
Like at this point,
yeah,
it's like this is not the.
This
time.
Is like, it's not like, but it's like when you've had an affair and you go, I think I'm going to tell my wife. And it was 2 years ago, but I slept with somebody else. And everybody will come forward and go, hey, man, the only thing you're going to do right now is assuage your guilt.
Yes.
You got to marinate in that, you piece of hell, because you did something bad and you want to make yourself feel better by getting it off your chest. Do not destroy her life. If you're never going to do it again, then live in that stench.
Gosh.
This stench
that's when
has
I'm like,
to stay with your friend. I mean.
Danielle, did you tell her in the moment, like, hey, that's like not cool.
if my face could have been red, she's seen it. Like, I gave her the face. Like, what?
You would
know,
you?
It's just, I don't want to lose my friendship, but.
Yeah, I think if I didn't do it in the moment, maybe.
You have some friends that are ride or die. If they confess this to you, it's because you're their ride or die.
But I think I would be willing to go, that's really uncool. You should. Deal with that in therapy, but I'm here for you. But like, I just think that maybe the friend needs a bit more guilt than going around and telling other women to do the same.
She's trying to unburden herself, I think, though.
Oh,
a little bit. She's like,
well, if everyone else does it.
Yeah.
Is she, or is she thinking kind of like what Aaron was saying, like, it worked. Like, and he's happy and we're happy and the timing, wait, and hey, and what's...
The worst part is, let's pretend this woman listens to our show. Tiak and I often say on this show, sometimes men need that push to get married, to have a kid. We need a little shove. It's like, let me get one more duck over here. And it's like,
We're very duck oriented.
Yes. Right.
And that's not how you should be.
But your friend's plan is awesome because it worked.
But it's awful because it's horrifying. Not true. It's not honest.
And this dude's walking around, like walking past churches going, thanks, man. And it's like, that's not what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
Danielle, thank you for all this information. Hang on right there.
I could never.
That almost makes it even more reason to not tell. If he's like almost found a relationship with a higher power through this, like he's going to take it not just his whole worldview is going to be shattered.
Right. In this case, like Aaron's over there going, ride the lie. And I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Because it's not just your family. It's like everything you now are believing in is.
We're going to fire up the VD. I would love for other women who've done this.
Yeah.
If you're willing to say that you've done this, you pulled the goalie and you didn't tell. I just think it's more rampant than you think.
I agree, because men do need a little kick in the butt.
This is not a kick in the butt. This is a shove off the Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying? This is totally different. Yeah. This is not a nudge.
But into soft
into
water.
Into an incredible life.
Exactly.
He's got a family
so
now.
You're welcome. I would never, but you're welcome.
Dane, call me!
No.
Okay. Should she rat out her friend for intentionally getting pregnant behind her husband's back? I'm just looking at the logistics, but she was probably still in front of me.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Danielle. Her problem's not really her problem.
Well,
her friend confided in her that... like, she's wanting to get pregnant and her man's not on board or whatever. And her friend's like, oh, just do what I did. Just pull the goalie, get pregnant.
Yeah. The problem is that friend has a baby and the dad still doesn't know that she just pulled the goalie without his consent.
He thinks it's like a miracle.
That word consent is actually where it gets dicey.
He believes it's like, we got pregnant in spite of obstacles, which means...
well, and what do you do at... your doctor's appointment at the ultrasound, it's like, oh, there's the baby. Shouldn't the IUD be there? Where's that?
I think it was pill.
Oh, was it pill?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Now you know what I'm on.
I'm like, no. We do have an interesting text that says, don't tell. He'll still be a father even if he knows. And still pretty miracle. Usually takes months or longer after stopping birth control, which is not untrue.
But he believes with every fiber of his being that she was on it.
But it sounds like she only went off it right away. I don't know.
All right, let's start talking to people.
Yeah.
And what I really wanted was people who've done this, because I'm not trying to be rude, but I just think
this is an age-old concept.
Women have done this.
Yeah, lots of texts saying, of course people have done this.
Alyssa?
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think she should keep it to herself, and I think... it's a true friend would not go behind her friend's back and share the secrets. Just keep it.
I don't think she's going to do it behind her back. She's going, you tell him or I will.
I feel like I would be disappointed in my friend. So, like, does the friendship still exist?
I mean, she did tell her a secret, but it's like.
Yeah.
This is not a victimless crime. There's just a guy out there. You guys, if this wasn't about an affair...
but it's also not a crime.
If it's not truthful, his whole life is based on a lie.
That he's happy about. He's happy about having a kid.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, he's happy to be a father as far as we know.
Yeah.
Every baby is a miracle, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Thank you. It's so funny that people are like, yeah... keep it to yourself.
Everyone. Every single text.
But if this was an affair?
Then, yeah.
Oh, look how that, what?
Yeah. What if he had lied to her?
Hello.
But
hello.
It's truly.
You can't
for
even
me,
say it with a straight face, Erica.
Not about like woman versus man here. It's like, what is less detrimental to all?
Then the same goes for cheating. It's detrimental.
It's detrimental to stay with someone who's boinking someone else behind your back.
Or someone who pulled the goalie and didn't tell you that the most major decision you ever made in your whole life was not truly your decision.
They made it for you.
Hello.
I don't know that I agree with it. So stop pointing fingers at me.
Sarah?
Yai.
You've done this?
Yeah. So my daughter, when I was younger, I told my now husband that I was on birth control when I wasn't. And I don't think she should tell the friend for the friend, because it really did change the way he looked at me, because one of the most major decisions in our lives I made without him, and just was kind of like, hey, guess what? We're doing this. And it wasn't really fair to him. So it really kind of put a rift in our relationship. And
Sarah, you came clean? Like, you just, one day you decided to tell?
Yeah, I came clean. I told him. And
while you were kind of pregnant? Or?
No, that I wasn't on birth control when I got pregnant.
Oh.
But did you tell him after the baby was here? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a couple years old, and then I told him. And it kind of.
How was it rebuilding that trust?
It was hard. We went through a lot of therapy and a lot of down times after that. And, you know, it almost didn't work out after that, because, you know, that's a really big lie. That's one of the biggest decisions in your life. And he wasn't really a part of it. And I do regret it. I do. But I love my daughter. I don't regret her. But I wish I would have you know, let him be a part of
that. I know it's not the same thing, but like you come home and Dane goes, oh, I bought a house today. And you're like, what?
Yeah, no, I'd be so pissed. Like, I want to pick out the house. Are you kidding?
Correct. And that's something you could sell.
But
she made a person that you can't sell in most countries.
I also would be like, what a relief. This is something we've been talking about and thinking about.
Oh my God. That's so, oh my God.
Well, if he knew what kind of house to get, it'd be fine.
Thank you for the honesty, Sarah. Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Pamela?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think she needs to stay in her lane where her friend is concerned. Go back to her friend. Tell her to tell her husband. But she has no business approaching him to tell him a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. But maybe she goes to the friend and says, this was wrong. You've got to come clean.
Like, reframe it for her friend.
Right.
And go, do you understand? Frame it with the house reference, like where it's like,
that didn't go that
do you understand how big of a decision he made that you made? Exactly. For him?
She made the decision for him, but it's not like she was pregnant by another man. She's pregnant by her husband.
As far as we know.
Are we also forgetting that like people get accidentally pregnant all the time? Like this
but
isn't...
she didn't. I understand that this lie is sometimes true.
But she has no business approaching her friend's husband.
Yeah.
She needs to go back to her friend. You burdened me with this. Now you go back to your husband and tell him what happened.
God, I love Pamela. We just be on the show when we need honesty. We just need, you can be our little...
Another text. What the wife did was horrible betrayal. Just because it worked out doesn't make it any less and it could destroy their marriage.
We don't have time to get to all the other colors, but like even Krista, like...
Yeah, do not come clean. That's what pretty much everybody said is do not say anything. Which just feels like everyone's going, the damage is done. It's like, but so then she gets away with it?
So he just lives a great life. I mean, let's say it the way you were saying it. He just lives a great life and doesn't know that he was deceived to get there. So,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, maybe.
But hack had it. If we flip this and there were a way that womankind were being lied to.
How dare you?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm so sad I'm not to bring it today. I was going to bring turkey for you guys.
Oh.
Kind of old. Right?
Can this show turn into more like the Survivor format?
Where we can vote people off?
Yeah, because during the holiday period, I'm not a fan of you, man.
What? Because you're trying to poison me.
What? Poison?
Yeah, you made that Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way too late.
So when your wife makes a lovely meal... Well, I don't know that you ever eat it when she does.
Yeah, because she puts vegetables in it and he's like...
Okay. She makes it
on a Monday.
Okay.
You're not eating that after Thursday?
No, I don't like leftovers.
Ever?
No, ever.
Hold on. Mm-mm. Something to unpack. You're from Iowa.
Yeah.
Like land of the leftover.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
That's exactly...
And this is why.
That's why you don't.
Yeah, keep going.
Did you have to grow up...
You grew up on casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you grew
it's
up...
all corn there.
Eating leftovers a lot?
Oh, all the time. Everything was left. Things were made specifically...
For the leftovers.
To have leftovers, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do that multiple times a week because then I have lunches.
It's called meal prepping, sort of.
I actually have horrible news. I haven't eaten my lunch yet today. It's a stew. I've got a full-blown stew in that little baby right there.
I don't like it. I don't get it. Nothing ever quite heats up right.
Stuffing?
Oh, I don't even heat it up. You. Cold stuffing?
Yeah. Stuffing the next day is better than stuffing day one.
Okay. Just run the...
Can I just say, by the way, whoever the listeners were who suggested the White Castle stuffing.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Game changer.
No, really?
It tastes like your regular stuffing. Has everybody had a White Castle in their mouth?
No.
You had a regular McDonald's hamburger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a wang to it. Sure. It's that, it's those tiny, they've taken onions and sliced them so small and they've cooked in the grease from the burger or something. And they taste, there's just a wang.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
It tastes like stuffing, except with that wang.
Oh.
And it's so, you guys, you don't even realize there's beef in it, but it's so good. And I've just been like walking by the fridge, and I have like a Ziploc bag of it. And I'm like, just cold stuffing in my weird little claw hand.
Right. That's the best way to eat Thanksgiving leftovers.
100%.
Even the mashed potatoes.
Take a slice of bread. Uh-huh. Run it under the tap water.
Okay, and what is eat wrong it. With you?
That's the same thing with cold stuffing? What are you talking about? It's mushy bread from the fridge. What are you talking
it's so
about?
Good. I don't even eat it up. You.
You are insane.
I'm not insane.
Cold stuffing.
Dude, I'm just going to say this. Part of my restaurant concept, that is fridge, there will be cold stuffing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah?
You said, oh, I forgot to bring you guys turkey.
Yeah.
I would have accepted it today.
I'm gonna make an argument.
I worry tomorrow might be too far.
There is a stat out that says you've got like 4 or 5 days, right? Mm-hmm. Until you got to stop eating them. I beg to differ when it comes to my turkey.
Well, it doesn't matter how you
pick the right one.
Does it not?
It's not about it still tasting good. It's about it still being edible.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Bacteria.
Why do you think that the way you cooked it would change?
Okay. Have you ever had a turkey sandwich, Erica?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever gone to King Supers and walked to that deli area and like, ooh, the boar's head looks good today.
Frequently.
And you're just like, un-un-un-un-un.
Yeah.
Was that turkey made like 4 days ago?
It probably was.
Not a chance.
It doesn't last long.
I definitely push the boundaries. I'll be eating leftovers till next week.
Oh. Thank you.
And if Aaron doesn't come in one day, now you know why.
Okay. Remember when people were like riding in wagons and going across the country? Were they going, oh no, we've had this food for 4 days. We can't have it anymore.
No, but they all like died of listeria.
Yeah, but now our food is so processed. It's fine.
Yeah, dude, but not Thanksgiving food.
I have smoked turkey and I bought a meat slicer. So I'm like, like boar's head. I can cut it real thin. So I had... like a breast I just cut yesterday. It's been sealed in a vacuum sealed bag since I cooked it. And then I just made slices and I'm making sandwiches with it. You're telling me that like you think that boar's head was made the last 4 days? That was smoked a long time ago and then just vacuum sealed. My stuff is just as good as that.
I don't know about that. I want to ask someone who works at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Shout out any King Supers people.
Of course.
And how much product do they burn that we don't even see them like taking it off the shelves?
I'm telling you right now that if you go there to the meat section, there's stuff. The expiration date is not 4 or 5 days from now.
Yes,
it's weeks
is.
From now.
No, it's not weeks from now. You cannot eat meat.
Yes, you can. No. It's been smoked.
When you buy those little packets, it's a week max.
You're a psychopath.
Okay.
Only the milk is like months away, and they're doing something with the milk.
Can we talk about that? It didn't used to be like
it
that.
It used to be a week.
Yes.
I'm buying milk that says January, February on it right now. What is going on? All right, so if I bring it tomorrow, yes or no?
Maybe.
No. No. Get over it. It was days ago.
All right. I'm bringing turkey for Erin. You'll eat it. She's a garbage disposal. You're a maybe.
I might try it.
Hack. I'm bringing you bread that's been under the sink.
Ooh, eat it up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm looking for some people to betray.
Oh,
a brotherhood, a sisterhood, maybe even a union. I need you to
what?
Swim up against the stream. Be the salmon. If you are a UPS worker, I want you to text in to 303-222-5423. Because I think my UPS driver stole from me.
I know your UPS driver stole from you.
I'm going to tell you this. I've talked to other people, including people at Foot Locker, who believe my UPS driver stole from me.
No way. Yes. I've had something stolen from a UPS driver.
What?
But how do you know it's from the driver and not from, what do they call those, porch pirates?
I put it in the box, the like drop-off box.
Okay. And then what?
Gone.
I don't know. I don't know that tells me a UPS driver stole it.
Definitely a worker in the route because it never made it to my destination.
What was it?
An iPhone.
Ooh.
Oh. So I never got that rebate.
Was it obviously an iPhone?
Yes.
Ah.
So this is where we're getting to what I'm talking about. I'm slowly but surely turning into a little bit of a sneakerhead. I was resisting it. The hack has got me like Jordan 1s, Jordan 4s. I really love them.
Well, is it hard for you that every day he comes in with better shoes than you?
He doesn't for me. Like, he likes shoes. Other shoes. Like, he likes the Jordan 3s. He likes a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. He likes earth tones. He has the best shoe wardrobe ever for him.
Okay.
Yes. He rarely dips into my color palette.
Yeah.
The blacks, the grays.
Which end of story.
Yeah, I know how to whisper in your ear. A black bear's coming
Yes,
out.
And he does it, and then I buy them, and it's amazing.
Well, okay. This one's got gray in it.
Yes.
You would look so good.
Oh! Are those new? Are those new?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got them at Foot Locker after the UPS guy stole my other ones.
So
I want to describe a situation.
Yeah.
TIAC has also got me doing the sneakers app where you like, they do drops. Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like, on this day, proud. At 8 a.m., this new shoe comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So like you set alarms for 7:45 and then you sit in front of your phone, just keep it and refresh, keep it and refresh. And then boom, it's like, you hit, want it, size 10, gah. Yep. And then 10 minutes later it goes, got him.
Like, or it goes,
wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
Okay.
You sold get out in your size.
Okay.
It's right. A big like, rush.
What it's, but like my last couple tries, got him. I'm like, oh. Such a great day.
This the is Jordan- also, there's some sort of psychology with that. You're not buying them because you want the shoes. You're buying them because you want that satisfaction of got them.
Yeah.
She's on to us.
A little bit.
It's the chase.
It's a rush.
I have so many bottles of rare allocated bourbon that I don't even think I want.
Yeah.
But I had to get them.
Right.
It's like, so this store has Eagle Rare. Do you remember? I sent you to Tipsy's or somewhere to get
Bevy's. Bevy's. Yeah, Bevy's and Parker.
I'm like, please go look for Blanton's. They put some bottles out. It's on Facebook.
It's the first time I met your buddy, Chad. He's also there. Combing the aisles looking for a bottle, but I didn't even know what it looked like.
Because they would hide them in the store. They would like not put them where they go. They'd put, it's like, hey, they're in there. And you got to walk through the store.
Wow. Can I just say something really quick? Men make fun of women for the things they are passionate about.
I know.
I am judged so much for being a Swiftie.
I know.
You're looking for Easter eggs through your buddy in a liquor store.
I know.
How far away from where you live?
It was too far for me to get to. That's why it was in Parker. Exactly. That's why I sent him.
So I don't ever want to hear it again. Okay. But back to the shoes.
Okay. So Jordan 1 Chicago's come out a few weeks ago. It's red, mm-hmm. and I wanted to rock them at our concert.
Right.
The Alice in Winterland concert.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to rock a red shoe.
Yeah, very festive.
Oh, got him.
Right. Mm.
Hack's like, got him. We're like, yeah, back to kids. Then it's like, en route. Driver has him out for delivery. UPS driver, I'm leaving for work. Try to back my car out. UPS driver, young kid. Is parked in front of my driveway. I'm like, my shoes are right there. I'll just wait in this driveway till he comes out and puts them on my doorstep. He sat there for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, this is worth it. The guys will understand. Hack will understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He walks out of the back of the van, goes into the front of the van, drives away.
Was he holding anything?
No.
Maybe
they weren't there.
Or they were like in the wrong spot. Cause I don't know how they organize a truck.
Mm-hmm. It could have been on a later truck. There could be multiple trucks, but.
Okay. Now the app goes, oh, sorry, your shipment's been delayed. This was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. The shoes are still delayed. This went from Nike Prince label, waiting for carrier to pick up, to in route, to at the Commerce City sort location, to on the vehicle for delivery, to.
Gone.
What?
What's the packaging? Does it say Nike?
Yeah.
If you're a sneakerhead, you know exactly what this looks like.
They changed the packaging a little bit like a few years ago because of this was happening a lot. So they took a lot of the swooshes off and stuff. But if you know what it is, you still know what it is.
It's a drop.
Do you think this kid looks like he could have had similar feet as you?
I don't think he, because you know it's a drop, it's not about stealing them for you.
It's about selling them.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say you need to check the shoes he's wearing.
You can't. No. I think he sold them. I think you're not trying to, you don't know who, if like Shaq lives in that house and they're a size 24. You're right. You're stealing shoes.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. If you're a UPS driver, I don't think this kid looked like one of you. I think he was like.
Posing.
I think it's like the holidays. They have to hire extra people.
I genuinely, I hate to tell you, I don't know that he stole them.
I went to Foot Locker and I'm like, yeah, I was on the drop. And he's like, and they're gone, right? It's like in the middle. And he's like, this happens all the time.
Oh,
it happens.
Yeah. Dude,
I didn't get the shoes. This guy. That's never happened to you. You've bought 1,000 pairs of shoes.
No, that's never happened to me. They've sent the wrong size before, and then you're out of luck because they're sold out, and you get the wrong size.
Yeah, you call Nike, and they're like, oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
Are you going to get refunded for these?
I'll get refunded, but I won't get the shoes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I won the chase.
Mm-hmm.
I got the chase. I get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Just more liquor from... Bevies, I guess. I could try to.
That's not helpful.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Something has occurred to me recently, and I do not like it.
Okay.
And I think this is a greater issue of me hating change.
This is it, guys.
I hate change. I don't do well with it, which is hilarious because I've moved a lot in my life.
Okay.
I'm realizing things just aren't the same as they used to be with my family dynamic, with my siblings and their kids. And I'm like, I'll be real with you. I spent multiple days sobbing last week.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Because I was with my sisters and their kids. But it felt like we were together for like technically 4 days, but it felt like I saw them for 20 minutes because.
Oh.
I had my dog with me. They had their kids. There's other people around. I have like a spouse basically now.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Why
don't say that so negatively.
I love him, but
dragging around this guy.
Why do you want it to be the same?
Because I love my family. I love, like when us three girls would get together, also my brother exists. He just couldn't come to this trip. But like when us three girls used to get together.
Can I just have an aside?
Yeah.
Do you know how bad this confirms for T-Hack, how much his sisters dislike him.
It's not a dislike.
Oh my God, Erica, it's fine.
It's a there's a different relationship than with your sisters.
Correct. And Hack, as the older brother, has felt ostracized his whole life. And then you come in and like, confirm. Like it's...
Yeah, I can't be...
It's just different with you. Huh? We love each other, but we love you too, but just different.
No, I have a brother.
No, I know I have a brother. He chooses not to visit us as often as we all visit each other. That is another thing.
Can I maybe proffer a theory as to why?
Sure.
I need to say it out loud or does everybody else get it? Like, I don't go to the club that I'm not welcome at.
He's welcome at our club.
Yeah. Right. Welcome at your club. But not a part of it.
He's absolutely, if he wanted to be a part of it, he could. But he's got like a wife and two kids and he doesn't want to travel as much. And so it just is what it is.
I had a similar realization because I have a lot of aunts and uncles and I have cousins who they were closer with the aunts and uncles than I was. And I always felt like maybe I did something like why aren't I as close with some of my aunts and uncles? And then I realized they're the sister's kids and my dad's the brother. So they were around all the time growing up.
Oh my God.
And I just wasn't. So I didn't do anything different. And now I think it's a very similar thing.
Yeah.
Like,
when your sisters have kids. I don't want to get into it. Look at Erica's face. Who do you know better?
How?
Your sister's kids or your brother's kids?
Definitely my sister's kids.
Oh my God. I would have never expected that answer. I wouldn't have bet everything on
DraftKings. They FaceTime me multiple times a week. They come visit me at least once a year. It is different.
But do you understand that you're confirming your own thing? Like, you FaceTime each other, and that's why your brother's out.
And I FaceTime him some. I'm trying harder with him. Because the kids. Because I'm like, I don't want my
kids
niece.
Girls?
No, it's a niece and a nephew. I don't want my niece to go, who is this lady?
It hurts too much, Slacker. Just relax. So
all right.
Okay. Anyway.
The reason I want it to stay the same is because I miss what it was like.
I understand. But you have to, like, here's the thing. You're going to have kids.
Hopefully, yeah.
And you're not going to want to, so if you don't let go a little bit, I understand. No. Like, it's easy for me to say, and everybody just assumes because me and my brothers are kind of estranged or whatever.
You're not like fully estranged.
One brother I'm not as much as the others, but.
Things were pretty bad for you guys. And then your father passed and there was a little bit. But
you do just have to, like, accept it's either. This is so, there's so many layers to this because it's the same, like, you're in a relationship, but if, like, you weren't, I remember being single and all the boys in my band were single, and then as soon as I had a girlfriend, they're like, you're a coward, like, how come you don't hang with us anymore? And I'm like, isn't this the goal for all of us? Don't we all want the next thing? Well, I don't want to keep going to bars looking for girls.
Oh, right.
I want to have a girl.
But couldn't our next thing still be now it's all of us couples and the kids rather than all separate families?
But also now those couples have their families who they're going, I wish I was with my family.
Yeah.
So no matter what, it's like someone's feeling a little like this is different.
Oh, like the other half of the
other
half. Yes.
Because with all due respect, I think you're the person who's like, well, if there's a choice, we're going to my family. Because growing up, I knew everyone in my father's family. And I didn't know anybody in my mother's family. Because it was like, there's just always a domineering person in the family, right? It's like, we're hanging with the cousins. It's like, doesn't mom have cousins? Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But my kids will only have cousins on one side, which is a whole other part of it.
Because he's an only child.
Yeah. It's so...
Which is exactly why you love him. Oh my God.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I realized something today. Okay. If you watch any of our videos on like Instagram, Facebook or whatever, I occasionally turn my head to the right. Most of the show, we never look into our cameras, right?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so
that's
I'm
weird.
Always looking right or I'm looking left or I'm looking straight, but not straight at the camera. So kind of straight is when I'm looking at Aaron. When I'm looking right, I'm looking at Hack. When I'm looking left, I'm looking at Erica. And if you're watching this video right now, you notice I'm not looking left at all.
What did you do?
I was thinking on my way into work that I still haven't opened your save the date. And I know when the... still haven't looked over, but I can feel it. Look at her and tell me what I think it is?
Yeah, it's probably worse. Okay.
I know when the date is, so I haven't...
It's a piece of mail. I'm very bad at opening mail, but when it's personal mail, if it's from someone I know and I care about, particularly when I know they've worked very hard on these.
You didn't work that hard on
this. We know that they worked very hard for those photos. Dane broke out in hives.
That's right.
His eyes swelled,
and I've swollen seen the photos. Clothes. So,
but have
why
you seen
do I
this
need
photo?
To see the photo and the date?
No, here's the thing. You claim that you've seen this save the date. Did any of them send a photo of it into the group text? I believe they sent the envelopes only.
Yeah, I've seen the envelope. That's
the envelope was beaten up.
Yeah, hacks went
it
through.
Looks like it went through war.
It went through hell.
Yeah, and mine came way, way later than everyone do. Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
Because she wasn't going to invite you.
Right.
I think, yeah.
That's... And then she finally was like, AHAC is enough of a wild card that she was like, I want her there.
Right.
Okay.
What's your problem?
I don't open mail, Erica.
But say, I don't know, name one of your best friends.
They wouldn't send me mail if they're one of my best friends.
But they're not sending you their save the date for their wedding.
I also looked you dead in the eye and said, don't mail it to me, just hand it to me. I said that because then I would have just opened it right then. Oh my
Getting
God, this
mail
is beautiful.
Is so much better.
No, it's not. I don't want mail.
And then it goes up on your cork board or on your fridge.
I have a stainless steel sub-zero refrigerator. Nothing will stick to it.
Do you have like a cute cork board? Where do you put your Christmas cards or your holiday cards?
Nobody sends me holiday cards. By the way,
he's a single dude.
The Slacker Show Christmas card is happening. Mm-hmm. The Slacker Show holiday card, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an RSVP up for that very soon. Yes. If it's not up already. Just go check the website. If you see it, then just RSVP if you want a Christmas card.
If
it's not up, then like whatever.
Then
but like it'll
tomorrow.
Be up at some point. Like if you're listening to this on our podcast on the Odyssey app,
it might be up.
See how I did all that? All right, I've tied 14 things together just now.
Do you want me to be proud of you? You haven't even opened my save the date that I sent you months ago.
I need to understand why you care. There's a... this is going to get into a deeper issue that I don't think we're ready for.
Let's do it.
It's not between you and me. It's between you and me. It's between me and Hack.
What?
Like, okay. We took the Slacker Show Christmas card pictures the other day, and he informed us that he's got a neighbor who parks their car the wrong way.
Okay.
Who pulls forward, and I'm like, my car, a Tesla Model Y, takes up the exact same amount of space if I'm parked this way or that way. And I believe your neighbors also have a Tesla Y.
Perhaps.
Really outing
it. I have a vague car and
why do you care which direction it is?
Because it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's not, but it's wrong. Who cares?
I understand.
You in any way, shape, or form.
I also thought it was illegal to park the wrong way.
It's not illegal.
I feel like it's illegal.
I think it is.
It's not.
I don't know about residential, but I'm pretty sure it is illegal.
Well, you can't do it in Cherry Creek.
Well, exactly.
But it's like, because you'd be going the wrong way down a one way to pull in the wrong way.
I still think it's illegal.
How you're setting up my neighborhood as so different from the Cherry Creek. You're like, you know where he lives.
No.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm just saying it's a bunch of one way streets. It's like Fillmore is a one way. Okay. But like,
okay. It's not Cherry Creek.
You shouldn't care. You shouldn't care. Yeah, like,
but
your one
wrong.
Neighbor's gate doesn't work. I'm like, who cares? Is their dog getting out? No. I'm like, who cares?
Man, you're really outing him.
I know. Just saying, who cares? Yeah. I haven't opened
your... This is about to save the date. Focus on that.
I haven't opened your save the date. Are you still getting married that day?
You wouldn't know.
I do know.
You wouldn't know.
Maybe there's an update.
Yeah.
In the save the date.
Also, there's information on the save the date that you need to go and figure out your plans
for
that
weekend.
You're
telling me I can't figure out how to get a hotel room in Estes Park on that
date? But it's got our wedding website and the password to our website on there.
Oh.
So I don't know. Guess you can't access my website, Slacker.
Hack, did you open yours?
Yes.
Have you gone to the website?
I have a separate issue.
Oh.
Ours is on the fridge.
I didn't notice.
Erica, it was in my home.
Wow.
Didn't even notice. So Slacker,
you know?
Team Slacker.
No!
Let's go.
No! Yes. I thought about it and then I didn't want to assume. So I didn't want to go, where did they save the date? And then they have to awkwardly go, it's not on the fridge.
It was on the
fridge. You believe that you're, okay, I don't have a ton of friends.
We
I consider
know.
You a friend.
Yeah, same. That's why it's hurtful that
but
you
if
have
I had a corkboard, that wouldn't be up there. Literally, it wouldn't.
Having
like, it wouldn't be up there.
At a friend's on Saturday night, and they said, look, your save the date is on our corkboard.
They literally drug it out of a coffee ground
there were other
trash
ones
can.
Up there. No one you don't just toss them away.
Why do you care?
Because we worked very hard on them, and
no,
I wanted
you to didn't. You sent it to Shutterfly.
No,
it took 14
we
seconds.
Made it. I designed it on Canva. Well, sorry, Dane designed it on Canva.
Okay,
and then I tweaked it.
Okay,
and then we printed them, and we did this embosser on the envelope, and then we printed the addresses ourselves, and we have a little thing that puts our return
wow.
address.
Wow, that's amazing.
I stuck them with a little wow. a wet pen
right.
thing.
Right, and I didn't open mine.
You should.
What?
You should.
I don't know what to tell you. If you still get married, you know what? I already know what my wedding present is.
Opening the save the date.
I'm going to walk up to you while you're at the altar.
Oh, please, stay out of that. Security.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So I got a story. If you're a career criminal, don't steal a camera.
Oh, okay. And I've got a story. Sometimes you can just ask criminals to stop.
What?
Oh, or wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Germany.
Germany, yeah!
There was a robber in Germany who walked into the post office and was ready to do a heist.
I'm doing
held
a
up
heist.
Their gun.
You did a chopper.
Let me at him.
He had the gun?
By the way, what's about the post office? I mean, like, I understand there's mail, but there can't be that much.
Stamps
mail.
Are very expensive.
Right, I guess so. The employee.
What?
The employee said, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. I don't have time to deal with you right now.
You're going to have to wait. Did they say
for,
like that?
You're going to have to wait.
There it is.
For 20 minutes. A woman in there reported.
Hold on.
20 minutes.
Hold
this
on.
Person
did
paint.
You start with he was brandishing a gun?
Yeah. I said he was holding a gun up in the air.
So I've got a gun, and they're like, hold your horses.
Yeah. And they said, I'm dealing with a customer. I'm going to need you to wait.
Take a number, sir.
Yeah.
No guns.
So a woman who was waiting in there said, this man paced for 20 minutes and got so annoyed with the lack of customer service.
Shut
your mouth. With his gun, he left.
Oh, my God.
One-star review.
Absolutely my new method. You're going to have to wait. What
just
do you mean?
Wait.
Also, my new method, but I don't know how often I'm faced with this, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
I love
works.
It.
Okay.
So
brave.
Nothing makes the post office go faster.
No. Nothing.
I wish I had said that. That was okay, my story also not from Florida. It's from Mississippi, though.
Oh,
I reckon.
Molasses.
So a feller was out there, you know, had a trail camera out. You know what that is?
A trail camera?
Oh, trail camera.
Yeah.
You set it out where you're thinking about hunting.
Oh.
And then it takes pictures and video. And you're like, oh, look, there's a lot of deer out there. I'm going to go out there and kill me some Bambi ball.
Cool. All
right. Anyhow, another feller came and stole that there camera.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, trail cameras, not only if you don't turn them off, they just constantly keep shooting the video. They also have GPS on them in case a bear picks them up.
Oh.
Oh,
so this
really?
Fella, he took the trail camera on his errands. He went to Walmart.
Was he stealing from these places?
No, he was just doing other stuff. He just went to Walmart, had the trail camera with him. So the guy knew where it was, so he sent the cops that way. Well, during his time, he also bought some drugs, took it back to his house where all of his other criminal nefarious activities were, filmed all of it, and led the police right to it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
If you leave a camera out on a trail...
It's a trial camera!
Don't you expect it to get taken?
No, it's what? It's to figure out so you can kill Bambi's mom.
Oh, maybe... You shouldn't leave it out there and kill Bambi's mom.
Well, if you're stealing it, don't do drugs.
Also fair.
There it is. We've learned a lot today. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Oh.
Or today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.